Pope Francis's message for the 104th World Day of Migrants and Refugees was released on Monday under the title Welcoming, Protecting, Promoting and Integrating Migrants and Refugees. In the message, the Pope calls for a shared response to the challenges of contemporary migration, which includes the church, political communities and civil society. Lydia O'Kane reports.
In the message for the 104th World Day of Migrants and Refugees, the Pope says that the Lord entrusts to the Church's motherly love every person forced to leave their homeland in search of a better future. This solidarity, he adds, must be concretely expressed at every stage of the migratory experience, from departure through journey to arrival and return. The Pope goes on to say that this is a great responsibility which the Church intends to share with all believers and men and women of goodwill who are called to respond to the many challenges of contemporary migration with generosity, promptness, wisdom and foresight, each according to their own abilities. Pope Francis sums up that shared response in four verbs: to welcome, to protect, to promote and to integrate. Welcoming, explains the Holy Father, means above all offering broader options for migrants and refugees to enter destination countries safely and legally. This, he says, calls for a concrete commitment to increase and simplify the process for granting humanitarian visas and for reunifying families. The Pope also emphasises the importance of offering migrants and refugees adequate and dignified initial accommodation. The second verb, protecting, Pope Francis continues, may be understood as a series of steps intended to defend the rights and dignity of migrants and refugees independent of their legal status. When duly recognised and valued, the Pope says, the potential and skills of migrants, asylum seekers and refugees are a true resource for the communities that welcome them. Speaking about the third verb, promoting, the Holy Father notes that many migrants and refugees have abilities such as their ability to work. He goes on to encourage a determined effort to promote the social and professional inclusion of migrants and refugees, guaranteeing for all the possibility of employment, language instruction and active citizenship. With regard to the final verb, integration, the Pope comments that integration is not an assimilation that leads migrants to suppress or to forget their own cultural identity. Rather, he adds, contact with others leads to discovering their secret, to being open to them in order to welcome their valid aspects and thus contribute to knowing each other better. Concluding the message, the Holy Father underlines that the Church is ready to commit herself to realising all the initiatives proposed. Yet, he stresses, in order to achieve the desired outcome, the contribution of political communities and civil societies is indispensable, each according to their own responsibilities. Pope Francis also invites the faithful to play their part in the process leading to the approval of the two global compacts, one for refugees and the other for migrants. I'm Lydia O'Kane.